Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Off the record for Choices Flooring. Floors for living sale on now at Choices Flooring.
Jeff, thanks for your time.
Great pleasure, Corn. How are you?
Bax, can you hear me? Can you hear me, Bax?
G'day, Graham. I'm
going to say Craig.
To those unbelievable girls. Sorry, female women.
And the bloke from the Bulldogs, Bontempoli.
And they've got Paley Dale and Caleb Daniel.
Karolina Pliskova is in her sixth season as a top 10. Do you reckon?
Another curve for Sam Gong.
And off the record, the sale is on now for the family-friendly carpet and hard flooring. It's gone 16 years off the record. Thanks to Choices Flooring. Pix is a great flooring man and carpet man himself.
Yeah.
I don't think the fake laugh's got another week in it after the feedback we've had on
Let's read a couple of the feedback here. Hutchie has cooked the snags 1,000 times with a fake laugh. That's from Dave. And I love this one here. The fake laugh segment is a stinker, but a clear test to see if the national one will use it. Very clever, boys.
Yes. Oh, you know, he'll be repurposing it.
He'll repurpose it. Yeah. Repurpose it, all right.
So, Pix. I'll buy just a little bit of housekeeping for you, Pix. I haven't had a chance to tell you this.
What's that?
So, in the next race in New Zealand, race one, Ruakaka, right, in about 8 minutes.
Yeah.
I know you like a tip.
Yeah.
So, Brendan McCullum owns the favourite.
Oh, so, he won't be having a beer with anyone after the game.
Called
then?
Stokes.
Oh, no.
And it is... I am privy to it being a very boom young horse. It ran second in its first start.
At Ruakaka.
It'll win this race. It's about $2.80 at Sportsbet. So I just sort of tip you into that, Pix. And for
A
McCullum owned horse called Stokes in New Zealand in the first today. And
there you go.
What number is it, Pix?
Oh, how would I know? You're the one's giving the tip out, man.
You're the one with the egg flips on the Saturday mornings.
Well, I haven't got the egg flips yet.
Number five. Race one, number five.
Race one, number five, Stokes. $2.80. I don't like betting there, though. Anyway.
There you go.
All right, let's get into it.
You want to have something on it?
Good segue there, Hayes.
Good segue,
Let's get into it. Choices flooring, the floor is yours.
Egg flips have arrived, Hutchie, as we speak.
Well played.
Have arrived. Rose Hill, bang.
Where you go.
Done. Right. Adam in Sunshine was lost for words when he was talking to our very own Sumham the other night. This is a bit awkward.
Adam's in Sunshine. G'day, Adam.
How you going?
Good, mate.
That's good.
You're on air, Adam.
Come on, Adam. If you're going to ring in, have something to say, man. Now, you, Hutchie, you. Yeah, that's you, Craig. You blame the microphone for this sounding board blooper.
This is a Tuesday morning of this particular week.
Hello. This microphone's so good. Can we just start again? Sorry.
It's got nothing to do with the microphone. That was you just having a Bill Laurie moment. But this did happen to do with the microphone in his mobile phone, Dermot Brereton.
And that is the contested marking. He's never been good at it. And he's probably the best.
Gee, lost
I
you there, Dermot.
Phone there, Dwayne.
That's
sorry
all right.
About that.
That's all right.
The sounding board producer is Jane Neild. And she's very quick to send us grabs that she thinks we might lose, we might use on our show. Time to get one or two back on her. Here's Jane.
There'll be more Aussie eyes watching Brody Kostecki versus Shane Van Gisbergen.
I like that. And I'd say motorsport's not really a strong point.
Taking on Aussie star Oscar Piastri on the weekend.
Piastri.
Damo's jumped on it, jumped all over it. Now, this is a mix-up here from Julian Marcus. I think he's mistaking Johnny Besto and Cam Bancroft, and he's gone with this.
Going to take you through to that next Ashes series and beyond and give Cam Bearcroft a go.
The bear, Cam Bearcroft. I don't mind it. I love this one. This is Monica G's, one of our readers, struggles with one of the easier names in footy here.
Well, Tigers coach Andrew McWalter revealed yesterday that fellow veteran Trent Crotchin was out because of his five-day turnaround.
Trent Crotchin. Okay. Okay, I see. Now, this is no ham last week trying to mimic Dermot.
I'm surprised, but I am genuinely shocked.
Now, that's how he said it. But this is how Dermot actually said it.
I won't say I'm shocked, but I am genuinely, genuinely surprised.
SEN's SEN Tracks, Sammy Hyland. Bit of a Robinson here.
Talking about stars, our very own Sammy Hyland joins us. Sammy, good morning to you.
Are you there, Gideon?
Yes.
I don't know what happened there. I think it was a bit of Nash crossing over.
There you go. And then this is what, of course, we reminded us of.
Bas, can you hear me? Bad weather up here. I'm not getting the connection. Can you hear me, Bas?
That was in his
final
press conference. Yeah. That's what's going to be remembered out of it. Gareth struggles here to get out the Signet Power, Signet Boost Power Bank.
The Signet Poost Bauer Bank, to the value of $45.
The Signet Poost Bauer Bank. Yeah, okay. It just still goes on and on and on. The players are across this chompers stuff with Tony Jones. Yep. This was Brody Smith, a pretty serious interview in a nice way. Let's go.
Brody, thanks for your time this morning.
Cheers, boys. Jump on, chompers.
And
jump on.
Jump on, jump, jump. And then Wispy Watson with an all-timer here, talking about obviously the issue with Dane Zorko, as we have heard him called, Zane Dorko, and the squirrel grip that went on.
Yep.
On SEN Radio up in Brisbane, he spoke about it in great detail and said that he was bruised in that region as well.
Mm.
So it must have been a fairly solid wank.
Got a mistaken name then.
No, he corrected himself quickly after that.
He did, but we didn't have that. What's with the earphones? Righto, Bill Lurie, Tom.
Got it!
Steve Smith is on four.
Should take it. Ty dropped it.
Every other unit! Every other unit!
Just a couple this week. We'll start with Gareth Hall. Thank you.
Of course, on the SEN app.
Not a bad one. And then
not bad.
Chris Nelson.
Thanks, Gareth. Have a great weekend. Same.